Welcome, welcome, welcome to the after show. Tony, Christy, and Nikki after the show on Warm on 1.3. And, you know, I like to start out with something, you know, mildly interesting. Howard Johnson Hotels. You ever stayed at a Howard Johnson?
Never, but I've seen them in the movies.
Yeah, it was like a long time ago, wasn't it?
A long time ago. But they are a luxury brand in China. They are all four and five-star hotels.
Oh,
that's
kind of
weird. Who would have guessed, right?
Oh,
wow. And a little Tony tip for you. When shopping online, you guys read reviews a lot when you buy
something? I do, absolutely.
I do, because sometimes I didn't, and I regretted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you go to the five-star reviews right off?
No, I go to the bad ones first.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what they say to do. The five stars, a lot of them are fake or bought.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
The one stars are people who are basically pissed off.
Yes.
Go to the three-star reviews. They're the most honest.
Okay. The middle.
The middle. They're the most honest because the person will give you, here's the plus, here's the minus. We bought it anyway or we didn't buy it.
I like the ones with pictures. It's like, show it to me.
Yeah.
I'm a visual person.
Mm-hmm. I'm a visual learner. So, yeah, that's, and my wife does all this. I don't even bother. Because, listen, my wife analyzes things like you can't even believe.
Really?
So, oh, God, yes. She was a math teacher, okay?
Right.
So,
well, she's very logical then.
Logical, and she'll do her checkbook down to the penny.
I do that, too.
Oh, God, that's just crazy.
Remember, I was going to be an accountant, so it must be something with the math.
It is. It's something with the numbers. So she'll do that. And so I never even worry about when she's getting something online. I know it's going to be the best product we can possibly find.
Perfect.
And so let me give you a couple of Tony-tudes. I mentioned that there are some platitudes that I live by. So I rename them Tony-tudes. Because why not? Because, you know, when you're self-centered, you have to do something like that, right? So you've heard me say this before. Now, a lot of people, you know, like, it's not as deep as, what was it, Tim McGraw, live like you were dying?
Yeah.
Live like you're on vacation. That's just
You've said
simple.
That, and I like my, that. I just, I wish I could.
Yeah, I know. I wish we all could, but when you can. Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, when I go on vacation and I come back, like, I'll go to a beautiful place on vacation, and I'll say to myself as I'm getting on the plane to come home, this place is here every day. Why aren't I? Mm-hmm. You know? And I know you must feel the same way, Nick.
Oh, she goes to some major places.
Oh, absolutely. I was just 2 years ago today. I always like to take video of arriving on a tropical island, like from the plane.
Oh, good
idea.
And
so I posted it 2 years ago today. I was arriving in Antigua. Oh. 1 year ago today, I was in St. Lucia. Oh. And today, I'm in Rochester.
Well, let me ask you this then. What was the worst place that you've ever been stuck in for a long time? Doesn't have to be a vacation place. Could be, you know, some place that you couldn't get out of for a long time.
Oh, I know.
What?
Newark's airport.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's the armpit of America.
Yeah, it's a horrible place.
Oh, my
Mine's
gosh.
Similar. I was in O'Hare. Now, why were you stuck in Newark?
Delayed flights.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had to sleep. I had a 3-month-old baby
and a three-and-a-half-year-old
daughter, and we had to sleep in O'Hare Airport.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there were thunderstorms all over the Midwest. We were on the. It's funny. We got on the airplane in Rochester. We were on the plane. They didn't take off for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Oh, no. That's the worst when they keep you on the plane.
Yes.
Right.
Can't
we get
do
to Chicago.
Anything.
We get to Chicago. We don't land for 2.5 hours. We circle.
Oh.
We finally land. And, of course, everybody's flights are gone, you know, because of the thunderstorms. And I go to try to find a payphone. That's how long ago this was, to get a hotel. That's not happening. We ended up sleeping with a 3-month-old baby and a 3.5-year-old girl in O'Hare Airport.
Gross.
Oh, it's terrible. We got to Denver in the middle of the night and drove to get from the airport to get to the rent-a-car. And, of course, everybody at 2 o'clock in the morning was looking for a rent-a-car. One guy behind the counter. Another hour and a half.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've been in that situation, too.
It was unbelievable how brutal, a vacation that started out to be. But Christy, have you been stuck someplace you hated?
I have not, but my sister was stuck one time in Philadelphia, the airport, for like 3 days.
Oh,
three
it was
a
snow.
Days?
It was like a snow thing. Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh
my goodness.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I realized, I don't really want to fly when I hear there's going to be a lot of snow.
Yes.
Well, the other thing that it used to be, getting stuck in the DMV.
Yeah.
That used to be awful, but you guys know you can make appointments now.
Right.
There
are
still
some
people.
I think you have to now.
Some people don't even know that you can make appointments.
Well, it's funny. Now that I live in a little town, the DMV's never busy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's wonderful.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And the people are so nice. You know, everybody's, you know, small town.
Well, you can't be rude because everybody be like, hey, you know, Tony lives over there on Main Street.
That's rude. You guys did. Well, you're not rude anyway. That's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Tony's not rude. Well,
I never am rude to people, especially the DMV.
I know, right?
You know, or anything. You know, like,
or people that are making my food. Do not be rude to those people.
Oh, no, no. Exactly. Exactly. It's like all these, I forgot about Saturday Night Live. All these congressmen are the people who are against the minimum wage increase. And the joke was, get used to the fast food people spitting on your food. You know,
that's
what it's going to come down to, you know. Oh, speaking of that, did you hear what Reese's is coming up with?
What?
You know, they get Reese's peanut butter cups with the chocolate.
The best.
They're coming out with just Reese's peanut butter, no chocolate. Huh? The cup looks just like the peanut butter. Yes, just peanut butter.
What is it, like
a ball? No, it's the same exact shape, but it's just all peanut butter.
Why?
How do they keep it enclosed in one thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the point of
science.
That? I don't get it. I don't want just the peanut butter. I want the chocolate.
I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. It's not going to be as good.
Probably not, because you're right. Peanut butter and chocolate just...
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is. It's the best thing in the world. I can't think
of two things. However, Nikki, would it be considered protein?
Because it's peanut butter.
My son puts peanut butter in oatmeal. Do you ever do that?
That's how he gets protein. I don't like oatmeal. Oatmeal is so gross.
Really? Oh, I love oatmeal. I just hate making it, because if you use the instant stuff, there's probably no nutritional value. If you use the regular stuff, it takes forever, you know? But then I throw sugar in it, so it probably defeats the purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Because who can eat? You know what you can't eat without sugar? Oatmeal and one other. There's one cereal you cannot eat without sugar.
Which one is it?
Grape nuts. Because otherwise, you know what it tastes like without sugar? Broken up pencils.
Stop it. It does not. I love grape nuts plain.
Really?
It's so good.
Really? Wow,
yes, I love it.
How long have you loved it? It's just been recently since you've been eating all this protein?
My mom used to eat it when I was a kid.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she put sugar on it but wouldn't allow you to?
No.
Maybe she lied to you all these years.
No, it was delicious.
Nikki doesn't need sugar. She gets
that's right.
Hyper.
That's what it was, Nikki.
She won't let me eat sugar. Because, you know, I've told you guys what happened.
Yes.
When I had sugar, I would get mischievous, even more mischievous. Mm-hmm. And she put me in timeout, and I wouldn't stay, so she had to sit on me.
Yeah,
see?
I know.
You should ask her if she secretly put sugar on her own, but not yours.
I'm going to call Mama today.
Call Mama Rod.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee she did. So, well, is that the podcast?
That's the podcast.
That's it, boo-boo.
All right. The after show, head over to warm1013.com, share it with your friends online, and just listen to us on the next morning. Okay, whatever day you're listening to this, listen to us the next morning. I'm Warm 101.3. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.